broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for July the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two. Our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founding fathers. Our guest today, Mr. Connor Boyack, he's president of Libertas Institute, a free market think tank in Utah. LibertasUtah.org, LibertasUtah.org, and he wrote a book. We'll talk about it in seconds. Hi, Connor. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Man, whenever I see your latest work, I just go, man, this guy always hits on all the cool topics. Connor's new book, he's the author of Skip College, a compilation of essays from a wide range of professionals on how to build a successful career without debt or a degree. It's filled with practical advice for teens and young adults and more. Incredible idea, because you know what? Everybody used to think college was the only way to go or you're a nobody. Obviously not true, but people have thought that for a long time. But as education just continues to just skyrocket in costs, the nation's in over, what, $1 trillion in debt for student loans alone. They come out and they're struggling to get jobs. It couldn't be more timely, Connor.
That's right. In fact, it's $1.5 trillion in debt. And in large measure, that's born of this cultural idea that everyone should go to college. That leads into the political idea that it's going to be subsidized with cheap and free loans and grants. And what that inevitably does is it raises the cost. If you look at the inflation in this bubble, this college bubble, in the past four decades, standard inflation, CPI, the index, has increased a little over 200%.
Now, that's 200% total in the time frame that you reference, right?
That's exactly right, over the course of four decades, whereas costs for tuition of college have exceeded 600%. And so that tells you that as the government has intervened to bolster this idea that, well, everyone should have the opportunity to go to college, colleges have responded in turn by saying, well, look, if the feds are going to make everyone be able to afford this, we're going to increase our rates because we can, because everyone can pay for it. And it's backstopped by the federal government. It's created this massive market distortion, and people have spent their lives and incurred a lot of debt, where otherwise there are numerous pathways to success, personal success, professional success, outside of the college conveyor belt. The purpose of this book is to kind of give them some detour signs along the way of that conveyor belt that we're often on in the K through 12 environment, unless you're homeschooled or something like that. Put these detour signs up and say, well, wait a minute, don't take this for granted. You're an adult now. There are lots of other opportunities. You don't have to do what previous generations have done.
And when we say previous generations, we need to be careful, because that's modern previous generations. A lot of the point would be what our founding fathers and real previous generations did. There's a lot of solutions there, too. It's just the modern idea that the only answer, the only real solution for real people that want to be somebody, or unless you want to be a disappointment, you need to go to college and do the traditional thing. Now, what I find interesting about this idea is that in society, we want you to go to Head Start, then preschool, then kindergarten, then grade school, then junior high, then high school, then your two-year AA degree, then your four-year degree. General ed, whatever you want to call it, a bachelor's degree, and then you got to go ahead and get a master's. And, you know, unless you really go that far, and we're talking, what, 20 years of school kind of an idea, you're kind of a nobody, and you're kind of selling yourself short is the lie.
I read just yesterday, Sam, from a gentleman who built a company. He sold it off, and he wanted to give back. And his idea of giving back was to go to college and teach entrepreneur classes, entrepreneurship program, for aspiring students. And he was thinking when going in that, you know, this is how I'll give back to my community and teach some of the skills. 1 year later, he quit, was very frustrated, and he said it's the equivalent of teaching someone in a classroom how to surf, when to time the waves, what it will feel like, how to balance on the board. these are things that you can only really learn when applied and experienced, so that you learn from failure. You have these like micro adjustments along the way as you're continually getting this input feedback loop. Life in general, I feel, is that way, where so much of what we learn in the classroom is not relevant. I posted this humorous meme on my Instagram page yesterday that got a good response because it fits this whole conversation we're talking about. It's this picture out in the desert of a gentleman in scuba gear. And the caption reads, "Showing up to your first day of work equipped with what you learned in college." Right? Like, we learn so many things in school that are not relevant in the real world. And the things that we need to learn are not really effectively being taught. Even if they're being taught in a textbook, they're not being absorbed. They're not being understood and retained the right way, that to the degree that it would if you learned when applied. And
well, they call correctly applied knowledge wisdom, right?
That's exactly right. And some of these things can only be attained through life experience. We're setting ourselves short if we're confined to a classroom in those prime years of our lives when our risk tolerance is very high. And what I mean by that is when you're 50 and you've got a mortgage and you've got kids and you've got bills, you can't assume very much risk. It's less likely that you're going to quit your job, your steady paycheck, you know, go out on this business venture, try your hand at building a business, and so forth, right? You want the conservative approach because people depend on you. When you are at this prime young adult age, you can tolerate a lot of risk, especially if you've got, you know, you can live with your parents still, your costs are very low, you can experiment a lot. And to confine yourself to reading textbooks and sitting in a classroom really undermines the opportunity that otherwise exists. Now let me offer a qualification, Sam. This book, though it's controversially titled Skip College, is not necessarily conveying in its content that everyone should, in fact, skip college. What we say in the book is, well, look, there's certain professions that, you know, you have to go to college. It just is required. There's no way around it. Sorry, you know, but you can make the best of it while you're there by embracing this different philosophical mindset and approach. But some people have to go to college. And some people, going to college is the right decision, even if it's not absolutely required. But what we want for people, for our readers, is to make an informed decision. And like me, I did not make an informed decision. It was presumed that I had to go to college. It was inculcated in me by my parents and my society back in the late 90s that going to college was required if I wanted to succeed in life. I didn't think of any alternatives. I wasn't presented any alternatives. My mind was not yet open, and so I did not realize that there were these alternatives out there. Our hope, our book, is designed to just say, here are alternatives. If you don't decide to skip college, fine. But at least you'll know, eyes open, that this was an opportunity. You weighed the cost, the benefit, and then you proceeded forward to make a better decision for yourself.
The book is released. It's available digitally now. Skip College, Connor Boyack. Where do people get it, sir?
So we're listening just on Amazon for right now. Paperbook and Kindle audiobook should be up in about a week or two. But Amazon's the place to get it. We've got a number of contributors. And Sam, you guys are familiar with John Taylor Gatto, right?
Is that of course.
Well for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful man, right? For those who aren't familiar, 30-year public school teacher, award-winning in New York in the very year that he won the New York State Teacher of the Year, he quit writing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal saying, the title of which was, "I Quit, I Think." And its content basically said, and explicitly said, "I am hurting children, and if you know of a job where I can help children without hurting them, please let me know, because I'm, you know, quickly going to be unemployed." He quit teaching, went around the public speaking circuit. He's written a number of books. John Taylor Gatto passed away late last year from health complications. His chapter in our book was completed by him 3 days before he passed away. It's the last thing that he wrote. And so he contributed a chapter for this book, and we feel very honored that among all the other contributors that we got John to be part of this project before he passed away.
And the interesting thing about this, Connor, for people to note, too, is this is not, and the title, as you mentioned, is a little bit controversial or whatever, "Hey, Skip College." But when we talk about a compilation of essays from a wide range of professionals. This is no joke. We're talking about people who live it and breathe it, and even themselves have traditionally kind of felt like education was the only road to success. But even the professionals inside who believe in education strongly still have a point to say about some of these road signs of saying, wait a minute, there are options, and education isn't just one way. Sure, education's important, but how do you get that education is what's up for discussion. And even the inside professionals that might not take the same viewpoint on education that we do are seeing the warning signs and starting to admit the truth.
That's right. One of the contributors, Josh Steinley, is supportive of higher education. He, in fact, is pursuing another degree, another advanced degree. And so he says in the chapter, he's like, look, I don't think college is bad, but I think there's so many better ways at lower cost and quicker to market where people can achieve their objectives. If you have very specific goals, if you want to be a professor, if you want to, you know, be in this environment and write papers and all this kind of stuff, then sure, that may be a calculated decision. And it's one that he himself is saying, look, for me, this is the right thing. But if you want to, for his chapter, he's saying, if you want to build your brand, if you want to build a portfolio, if you want to make something for yourself, here are all these other ways you can do it without college. It's just about options.
And let me give you an example to make the point. Work experience, oftentimes we don't give it near the credit. And I kind of think we need to start to have degrees based on work experience as well. And I'll give you an example. You know, when I was about 5 years old, I wanted to get into radio school. And they said, forget it, kid. It's like being a rock star. So I gave up on that dream and went to work on psychology. And I almost got a degree in psychology. And then I moved into computers. And anyway, long story short, I full circle got back into radio. I have never taken any radio classes, but I'm into the business for over 25 years now. Let's talk a little bit about that. Come back to Connor Boyack in seconds. His book, Skip College? Incredible stuff. Check it out at Amazon.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, my fellow Americans, we're talking to Connor Boyack about his incredible latest book available at Amazon right now. Skip College, a compilation of essays from a wide range of professionals on how to build a successful career without debt or a degree. So anyway, long story short, I got into radio 25 plus years ago by the, I don't know what you want to say, at the School of Hard Knocks. I learned to create radio commercials from a radio station. I learned to sell advertising from a radio station. Then I went out and bought a radio station, sold a house, bought a radio station by Hard Knocks. I learned how to run it. Learned how to hire the engineers. I had an IT background, so I had a little bit of knowledge already. Ran that AM radio station for 10 years in the terrestrial world. Went on to digital online media and have ran Liberty News Radio Network for over a decade since then. and I don't say this to toot my own horn or say that I'm important. My point is I don't have a degree at all, but I've got like 25 plus years in the radio business. I was one of the top talkers in the nation. I made top 250 talkers list according to Talkers Magazine. I developed software that lets you sound like you're in studio when you're remote. It's called Audio Compass, and I've sold it to over 300 radio stations. Even the big broadcasters like ABC and CBS and sports teams and all kinds of surprising people, Clear Channel, and have bought my software. Through all that, and I don't say this to bring up how important I am, Connor, but to make the point, which is, you know, at some point I don't have a degree. Do you know that? And so, but you think 25 plus years in the radio business, one of the top 250 talkers in the nation, learned how to build and run these radio networks. And then built software that sold to some of the top people in the business, over 300 radio stations to date. You would think at some point I might at least have an equivalent of a degree, right?
That's exactly right. And to compound what you're saying, Sam, even further, so many of the jobs that current college students will have do not even yet exist, right? It's like we're training people for an economy that is increasingly going away. We're helping people understand past professions but have no way to prepare them for future ones. I mean, before I got into politics and started up my think tank, I did web development and online marketing. And this was coming online very new. A lot of these technologies were being still developed when I was going to college. In fact, I was paying for the privilege of sitting in this classroom learning from people who learned programming skills from decades past, and no fault of their own, but they weren't really up to speed on these new emerging technologies.
Well, by the way, they couldn't be, though, because you, in the real world, were helping those emerging technologies come to reality.
Well, and I was freelancing, so I had clients where that gave me the opportunity to really explore these new technologies, build these websites, try these new tools. And I would go into the class, and I would be sharing these things with the teacher to the point where occasionally the teacher would just have me substitute teach the class and go come up and give lectures. And yet I'm the one paying there, sitting in class, paying for the privilege. And so, again, college is fine for those who really want to make that informed decision. But to your point, exactly, you can learn so much with life experience, and there are so many paths to success outside of incurring all of that debt, wasting some of your most advantageous and risk-tolerant years. People just need a leg up. They need a hand. In fact, there's a great company. All the proceeds from our book are going to be given to this company. It's called Praxis, discoverpraxis.com.
And spell it for me.
So it's the word discover.
Yes.
Praxis, discoverpraxis.com. They exist to help ambitious young people succeed professionally outside of the college system. So they do, and it's basically at no cost. You pay, I think, $10,000 or $15,000, but then they secure you a paid internship that basically pays for it back, and then they place you in the job of your dreams in this exact field that you are learning about. What's amazing about this program is that what they're finding now that they're several years in is that they've got these people that they place in jobs, they work their way up the corporate ladder, they get promoted or what have you, and then 4 years later, their peers, their former college peers of the same age, are finally getting out of school. They're applying for the low-level position. They've got tens of thousands of dollars in debt. They don't have any experience. And this other person is already hustling and succeeding and thriving. And so it's phenomenal that there are these opportunities out there if only young people were presented and made aware about them. And so that's our hope with the book Skip College, is just saying, look at so many of these opportunities that exist. At least consider them before you just decide to continue on that conveyor belt to college.
And the interesting thing that I have about this is, why can't I have a degree? I mean, I literally have taught myself the radio business. I've literally owned and ran an FCC-licensed radio station successfully for a decade. I've literally had the marketing skills to make sure that it can, you know, have advertisers and fund itself, from the engineering skills it takes to keep it running and on the air to, okay, and then sold that and then came into syndicated radio, built software to help with that process, sold that software successfully. It's beyond debate that it's legitimate software with who's using it and where it's sold. Again, the goal is not to highlight me, but the goal is to say, why, if somebody spends, say, 50 to 100 grand, they come out with a degree, because they went to some, quote, government-approved school, and they have this certificate. And I have nothing to show for all my labors for the last 25 years, at least in terms of a, I don't know what you call it, accreditation or societal support or societal recognition. I'm not after the recognition in terms of I'm an important person, but I am after a little bit of the saying, hey, why can't I be somebody too? Or how is my contributions to society somehow less or, well, it's not societally endorsed, right, Connor?
Yeah, at the end of the day, a degree, all a degree is a signal. It's a signal to a potential employer, typically, or others, that you have achieved something. What that is open for debate. You've achieved the ability to take tests well, to follow orders, you know, perhaps limited comprehension in the information pertaining to your field of study, but it's just a signal that you've completed that. That's all it is. What employer, and I'm an employer now, right? I employ a number of people. And so what I as an employer want, I don't care if you knew how to behave well and follow orders. I mean, that may have made sense in a manufacturing industrial world where we needed just obedient workers to do, you know, rote tasks all day long. What I want are people who can signal, yes, I want a signal to me, but I want a signal of competence. I want a signal of experience, of good judgment. If you go out in the real world and start learning by doing and building a portfolio, we talk about this at length in the book. If you build a portfolio of demonstrated ability to, you know, build a website, use Excel really well, use this marketing platform really well, if you have the ability to signal to your employer that you are competent and able, just as you know how to do all these radio things now, that itself is a signal. The question is how we communicate that signal to a potential employer, to someone else who we want to signal our competence to. There are all these new tools, all these organizations helping with this precise thing and helping young people signal competence to the potential employer. And we see across the country, across the world, frankly, all these companies shifting and saying, you know what, we're not going to have this standard degree requirement anymore. Right, we're having all these people we're hiring who are college dropouts, who are wildly successful. No longer is the degree the gateway to signaling competence. We're going to do, you know, this test, or we're going to look at portfolios. There's so many paths outside of it. Our hope with people reading the book Skip College is that they're going to have that leg up. They're going to have that exposure to some of these organizations, some of these tools and tactics, so that they can succeed. Assume way less debt and be able to thrive in their life.
You need experience? Apprentice at a startup. DiscoverPraxis.com. They say on their website, we will help you find and build your skill set and then unlock your first career opportunity. Not only has Connor written a book full of essays with like-minded Americans, not even from our viewpoint about college necessarily, but from all walks of life, and even those who support college, saying, hey, we need cheaper, better, faster-to-market ways to do this that are relevant to the changing economy and marketplace. And so his book, Skip College, is available now at Amazon, and it's filled with practical advice, folks, to help you understand. And then he takes not only the book experience to help you get caught up to speed on what's going on, but then he helps put together this discoverpraxis.com to help you find and build your skill set and then unlock your first career opportunity. Talk about building the book for education, donating the proceeds to this, and then putting a solution in place, Connor. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, the guy who started Praxis, his name is Isaac Morehouse. He contributed a chapter to this book, and it is probably my favorite. It is just chock full of very practical and able to be implemented advice that the young professional or frankly anyone at any point in their career can do to get that boost that they're looking for, get that leg up, get that kind of sidekick to kind of help them and be their wingman to go in and to succeed. Isaac Morehouse is doing great things with Praxis. We encourage everyone to check out the book at Amazon, Skip College, and hope they pick it up.
I know you got to fly. Have Isaac call me, will you?
Sounds great.
Got to get him on the radio, too. That's just tremendous solution-oriented stuff. Connor, thank you, sir. Godspeed, my brother.
Have a great day.
There he goes. Connor Boyack doing a phenomenal job. Skip College. Check it out. Connor Boyack on Amazon now. And then, you know, hey, we got to find solutions, folks. This is the radio program to do it, isn't it?
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now expected to announce in a matter of hours that he's taking executive action to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The president tweeting this morning that after today's social media summit that he's hosting at the White House, he'll hold a news conference on, quote, the census and citizenship. His administration's efforts to add the question have been blocked in court so far, but two senior administration officials are confirming to CBS News that some sort of executive action will indeed be unveiled at that newser. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants. Reports are the raids will begin on Sunday and could last for several days and may include so-called collateral deportations. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot Off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Louisiana's on a hurricane watch already as a storm is expected to form along the Gulf Coast today and is expected to make landfall in Louisiana on Saturday. The National Weather Service saying it has the potential to become a dangerous hurricane. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta holds a news conference yesterday where he defends the controversial plea deal that he helped broker for Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier in 2008, in which Epstein served just 13 months in prison and was allowed to go to his office for 12 hours a day. Acosta speaks here as Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York concerning the alleged trafficking of girls as young as 14.
His acts are despicable, and the New York prosecution offers an important opportunity to more fully bring Epstein to justice.
Many Democrats are still calling on Acosta to resign his position as Secretary of Labor. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A little technical difficulty. Got to put Kurt on the phone. Are you there, sir?
Here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you great, man. So I believe Connor Boyack is really onto something, Kurt. When I saw his latest book come out, I thought, man, we got to get him on and talk about it. I'm on this Praxis apprentice startup thing now. It is just tremendous stuff. Him and a bunch of people doing some good work, Kurt.
You know, and I was looking at, I must have missed this piece, but Ross Perot kicked the bucket.
Yeah, I saw that
days ago.
Yep.
But
well, I'm surprised Kurt's not taking time to focus on college here.
Well, just a second, and I'll get there. You know, I know I get there in a different kind of way, but I was looking at, you know, his thing while I was listening to Connor, you know, doing the best I could there, and thinking about this, it looked like Ross Perot, he did do some college stuff, but I don't, as far as I could tell, he didn't get a degree. They say he was one of the biggest, you know, richest guys in America or whatever. You know, I guess they say just recently, his thing called Perot Systems was acquired by Dell. This is, according to Wikipedia, acquired by Dell for $3.9 billion in 2009. I guess he's, invested, $20 million or so in Steve Jobs back in the early Apple days, angel investor there. And yet the guy, as far as I could tell, he didn't have a degree. It says he attended Texarkana Junior College. He was an Eagle Scout. It took 13 months to get the Eagle Scout Award. It's just kind of a long line of the same kind of thing. I don't think this guy went the standard route. Like Connor Boyack was talking about, like a lot of us are told to go. Then you've got the guy, Russ Brough, married his wife in 1956, and as far as I could tell, stayed married to her the whole time. And now I kind of wish he had gone a little deeper and farther in the whole political world, but he did kind of shake it up a little bit, and Connor Boyack's done that too. But you look at, the whole, I guess you could say, education establishment, the insider deal like that, and highlighting the fact that Connor mentioned a little bit of the push that everybody says, hey, man, you got to get a degree. And you were saying how it'd be nice to have a degree in what you've done, and I think you ought to get your get a paper printed up and put on their honorary degree, and you could get it at the same place they get theirs, and that's the print shop, by the way, Sam.
The problem is you missed the credential piece, honorary degree from where, and see, what I'm saying is, Kurt,
you could put all that thing
you're missing
stuff in there.
The point is society has this vestige in this.
Well, they sort of do, Sam, but not the real society. There's the swamp, if you will. And then there's the real world. And, when it comes right down to the real world, when you get hanging with the, guys at these big companies and stuff, none of them want to know if you've got some kind of degree. They want to know what you've really done.
Well, a lot of them in these applications for jobs or these job whatever say, you got to have a degree for this, you got to have this for this, you got to do this for that,
Yeah, except you could do like my brother, never got a degree in anything, but one day he announced that he got his MBA, and what he did was he hired a couple of guys as MBAs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's basically what you've done.
You're right about that. And your points are correct, Kurt, but society still has this attitude, this stigma, which I think Connor is trying to destroy. And I think you're right. You're just ahead of the curve on this in terms of, hey, it isn't as valuable or whatever. It's a false firewall. You're right about the facts. Well, but I'm telling you, society leads us to this nevertheless, and it's tough for people to overcome.
Well, yeah, President. Well, unless you just basically got to kind of disband that and leave that society. But like President Trump, for example, he's a great example of somebody who didn't do it the normal way, because the standard political way is you're supposed to first, maybe you get a city appointment or, city council, maybe you go to mayor, and then you go to governor or whatever, and you just rise up so that one day you can run for president. Well, he just said, hey, I ain't going to do that, just ran for president. And the bottom line that I can see, the real movers and shakers, they don't do what everybody tells them to do.
Well, you're right about that. And that's why I don't have a degree, because I didn't know what they told me to do either. So your points are spot on, Kurt, but the majority of society still struggles to get there. But I look at this Praxis thing, and it's incredible. They call it Practice Apprentice Startup. And they say this, it's a 1-year program, Kurt. It costs $12,000 to attend this 1-year program, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is 6 months of a learning thing and 6 months of an apprenticeship. Tuition covers the full 1-year program, including a 6-month intensive boot camp and then a 6-month, listen carefully, paid startup apprenticeship, as well as lifetime access to the Praxis network and events. You will earn in your second 6 months, Kurt, about $15 an hour. You'll earn $14,400 during the apprenticeship portion of the program. That means you'll earn more than it costs you to attend. And they say, not only did practice help me find a job, an awesome job I love doing, but it helped me develop the mindset of personal growth and value creation. Thank you, practice. So, Kurt, your point is well taken. I'm not disagreeing with your point one bit. I'm saying we've got a lot of work to help society get there.
Well, yeah, and, you know, like you, I understand when I go to some, you know, college graduation or something like that, and I think, I see these people walking across getting their, you know, paper that basically most of them are just empty folders, and I think, hey, that's kind of indicative about this whole thing that, you know, this education lie that I believe has been promoted for so long, and that is this idea that says, hey, man, all you got to do is get that paper and somehow you're home free. And it's been enhanced, this lie has, and just taken to a new level by so much government involvement in this that's made the cost just exorbitant, and people are just they're just bound down by these massive debts and things. And that's why you got programs like Dave Ramsey and others that tell people, and of course Connor's suggestions, tell people, hey, don't embrace that standard stuff, you know, don't fall for that lie, you know, like one of our buddies would always say, don't believe the lie, don't die, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lady by the name of Jackie Blum, and she's a sales development rep, but she went to Praxis, Kurt, and she says that Praxis, it's not about following the well-worn path in life or purposefully following a different one. It's about creating my own path as I go down it. Think about that, because I think that's really the point you're making, Kurt, and you're right about your point.
You know, and you and he mentioned John Taylor Gatto, one of our guys that opened our, you know, mind up or whatever, and this is another guy that I must not have seen the news story about him dying, but, you know, it was late last year. You know, they say it was October of 2018. He was 82 years old. I guess he had a couple of strokes.
Yeah, and Ross Perot is 89, just died last week.
Yeah, and you look at the John Taylor Gatto's kind of signature book called Dumbing Us Down, where he basically gives you seven of his main points, assertions, he says, about what school does, and this, you know, translates to college, I think, is very well. He says it confuses the students. It presents an incoherent ensemble of information that the child needs to memorize to stay in school. Apart from the tests and trials, this programming is similar to the television. It fills almost all the free time of children. One sees and hears something only to forget it again. And he says, number two, it teaches them to accept their class affiliation. You know, are you a freshman, sophomore, junior? You know, what are you? You know, I mean, you.
He's right about this. Now, this Praxis website, interestingly enough, has this thing. It might make a lot of folks jettison it. Here's what it says. They use what's called the Homeschooler's Guide to Project-Based Learning.
Oh, yeah.
What is project-based learning? It goes into it. Just tremendous stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back, and Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story, but Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team work. workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asked me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Interview radio request for Praxis. I'm in the middle of writing the email right now to set up an interview with this. I think this is tremendous work by these people. Kurt, and again, what I love about it, and Connor Boyack's book and what they're doing is the focus on solutions that they've got. It's just amazing, amazing work. And Kurt, your points are spot on that, you know, we need to jettison society's views of things. And your point is that we can create our own path. And those who are innovative and they're doing it. And you point to several people that have done that, and you're spot on. And believe it or not, the Donald Trump example and the Ross Perot examples that you use in modern times of two men that were incredibly successful that have both just recently passed away. Well, let me kind of start over. Ross Perot's passed away. Donald Trump is not. But Taylor Gatto has. Yeah. So you gave three examples. Anyway, I bring this up because that's really what the Founding Fathers did. And so that's why when Connor Boyack was on and he said, hey, previous generations have just thought education, you know, government school is the only way to go with traditional college and a degree and stuff like that. That's modern recent discussions of the last, you know, 40, 50 years. Before that, it was not a given that people would go to college. The Founding Fathers did these apprenticeships all the time. It was standard, and they would really discover these things and do these things literally in their teens, most of them, Kurt. Because you'd have to grow up faster in that world, and you'd have to, and this program from this Praxis group that we're talking about, discoverpraxis.com, they literally can get you 6 months of a boot camp and then 6 months of an apprenticeship. You're making money half the time. This is tremendous stuff, and it's just solutions oriented. So your points are well taken, Kurt, and it is the answer. I'm just telling you that we got a societal, I don't know what you want to call it, propaganda for the last 50 years, thing to overcome for a lot of people before we can start to make this become one of the great solutions. And that's what we intend to do.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to embrace these things. And I find it interesting, you know, we were talking about freedom to fascism, and you know, that great movie and that kind of thing. And it just, that's an example of how, even people that we think, you know, are awake or whatever, you know, isn't that term that you say, you know, he's woke, you know, or something. That means these days they're kind of caught up or whatever. But you think they are, but, you know, they're just less, if they're not watching it or not looking at it, not studying it, they just don't know. And like on John Taylor Gatto, when I was first familiar with that guy, here's a guy who was, you know, the New York School Teacher of the Year, and they gave him all these things. And then as he basically resigned his post and got out of it, he rents Carnegie Hall and basically says, hey, man, I'm sorry. I found out I was hurting kids and not really helping them, and now I'm wanting to, you know, repent, and that's why I'm teaching these things. And, you know, I mean, it was just shocking information at the time. And yet, I'd bring this up to some, you know, so-called well-educated folks, and they'd have no idea about it, simply because they refused to even look there. They want to keep the blinders on, and, you know, it's like you hear these days about Khan Academy, you know. You mention it to some of these so-called establishment educational types, and, you know, they're unfamiliar with it, and you think, man, are you just out of touch? And the answer is yes, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
You know, and you look at so much of, we've talked about Facebook and how people are saying, you know, like Wozniak said, to get off Facebook. And you know, the bottom line is you have to embrace things that are right, options that are right, like in education. You got to embrace private education and home education instead of the government ones when it comes, it's of course the same way with colleges. You got to go to the least expensive one if you're feeling like you have to have that thing, you know, that paperwork, then you do that. Otherwise, hey, just, you know, go down your own path. And
yeah, and I agree with you, Kurt, and I personally don't need the paperwork. That's why I did what I did, because I don't care about that paperwork. Exactly as you're saying, I agree with you 1,000%. But some people feel more comfortable with that paperwork, and I'm saying, why doesn't society award that paperwork to me when I've gone this path? No one can say that I haven't cut my teeth in radio successfully. No one can say that I haven't learned the ropes. I mean, I could build radio networks. I could build, nationally syndicated solutions for radio. I built software. I mean, you can just go to audiocompass.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertyroundtable.com for some of my work. And then you can get kind of an update on my consulting and my bio at sambushman.com. And you got to come back and say, with all that, I mean, how do I not qualify for a degree? In class, well, what you do, Kurt, if you're in programming, in class, you build a couple of sample projects and you learn to code. Well, hey, I've developed software. Not only have we created it, I managed the programmers that wrote it. It's now sold in well-known broadcast stores to legitimate radio people that I've got reviews and write-ups and testimonials about how successful it is. And Talkers Magazine, maybe one of the top 250 talkers in the nation. You can just go to libertynewsradio.com and listen to our shows to see how the on-air presentation is. You've got literally thousands of hours of radio. I mean, what more of a resume and a case study and a proof of concept or a dissertation or a whatever you want to use? I mean, what piece of it isn't already there, Kurt?
Well, and that's, at least that's what I'm trying to say, Sam. At least I hope is that, you know, in the real world where you get paid for your efforts and you get paid for a product, you know, you've got the degree. In other words, you've got those things because you've been paid for it. In the world of the fake world where, you know, all you have to have is some paper thing that says, hey, you know, once you've got that, you've got tenure or whatever, you can't lose your job and all that kind of stuff. That's a fake world. That's a, you know, made up world. And yet, you know, what we're trying to do is basically break down those, you know, fake worlds that all has to do so much of the time with just out of control government and out of control government spending and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And society propaganda, too.
By the way, Sam, I noticed on the bottom of the John Taylor Gatto Wikipedia thing, it says Gatto's book aimed to inspire education advocates and the inception of praxis tests. This testing measured academic competence and knowledge of specific subjects required for teaching. Praxis tests are taken by potential educators as part of certification required by state professional licensing entities. I wasn't familiar with praxis being there, but isn't that the term you were talking about?
Well, that's the term, this Discover Praxis, and they've basically taken that name to really shoot a shot across the bow of the education world. So let me explain what I've done while we're on the radio, Kurt, just kind of interestingly enough. I got up at 6 a.m. and I worked for an hour and getting all the stories and all the headlines and all the details and reviewed all the news and got it all together and put some show notes together and got ready and went on the air.
Yep.
Then we did these notes and the stories that we talked about, and then we had Connor Boyack jump on with me, okay, and you. And we talked to him, and I was taking notes while Connor was talking, and I went to the website while Connor was talking, and I reviewed it on the breaks. So while y'all were doing the news at the top of the hour, you know, or bottom of the hour, I'm reviewing the news. I'm taking notes. I then like these practice people enough through my research that I email them. I've already emailed them and set up an interview request while we're on the air. So I'm running the board. I'm managing the phone lines. I'm putting on the guests. I'm taking notes. I'm recording the show in the archives. I'm running the board. I'm talking to you. Kurt had a problem with his internet. So on the break, we had to switch him from our normal connectivity to a phone line. So I did that on the break. Okay, I'm doing all this, and I would submit to you that if you wonder if I'm worthy of a degree, then what you should do is go to all those websites I already mentioned to see my work in action. By the way, in action, you'll if you go to Liberty News Radio, you can just click the live stream, and you'll even hear this program live in action. So if you want a real, you know, real-time check it out what we're doing, you can get that. But in addition to doing all that, Kurt, all this stuff is available. You can come and watch me in my studio, and I'm sitting here with my hands on the board adjusting all the levels. I'm talking to Kurt. I'm taking the notes. I'm recording the show. I'm updating Connor. I'm requesting this other guest to be one of our next guests because I love their work and the solutions they're putting together. All this is happening real time. And so the goal isn't to promote me as the real-time solutions guy, but to say this is the stuff people are doing, Kurt, as you point out, in the real world, and I don't even have a single degree to show for it. I'm uneducated, Kurt, according to society, right?
Well, according to some parts of society.
Well, enough of society to be the mainstream, and anything else is discredited, and that's the point that you're not getting, Kurt.
Well, I think you're not getting part of the point. Sam.
Well, your point is we need to make it mainstream, and you're right.
Well, and it is right in the real world, in the world, the fake world of, you know, counterfeit money and insider trading and all that kind of stuff. And you got to have all that, you know. But in the real world of, hey, you know, you get paid based on what you really do, you know, you're there. And, you know, I mean, I go back to that quote that I remember these people saying when you embrace homeschooling, and they say, well, yeah, but where are you going to get a diploma? And the one guy said, well, you just get it at the same place everybody else gets it, at the print shop. And, you know, really, when it comes right down to it, that's how it is. I mean,
you're right in a reality sense. That's absolutely true.
When we were back in Washington, D.C. at the inauguration, you know, and you're hanging out, or even there, probably even more pronounced when we were at the Republican National Convention, and you're sitting there in the middle of things like CNN and ABC and CBS and you know, all these well-known establishments, and there we are sitting right in the middle of them, you know, and you think, how did this happen? You know,
well, and then we were the engineers and on-air talent at the same time for that, Kurt. Usually they have a whole staff for that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, and it just shows you exactly how it could happen. It's just like Mrs. Trump when she came in, you know, instead of doing the same budget as Mrs. Obama, you know, she went about 30% of the budget and got it done. And
yeah, not 30% cut, 70% cut, 30% of the budget. You said it right. I just want to clarify so people really understand it.
And so many of the, I mean, it's like President Trump when he was, you know, told that it was going to cost $1 billion for the deal in Jerusalem, you know, the new center. He was like, hey, man, that's way too expensive. And they got it done for $500,000.
Hey, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Yesterday I was teaching a class on radio advertising. Did you know that, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was doing yesterday afternoon. You know, people are getting...
How would you do that without any degree?
Well, it's not legitimate, don't you know? See, and so I understand Kurt's point, And I think Kurt understands mine. Mine is that society needs to catch up. Kurt's point is it doesn't matter in the fake world. My response is, I agree with your point, you're right, but it's hard to convince people that that's true. Even family members, it's hard to convince them of what we're trying to say and what Connor Boyack is trying to get across and what these praxis people are doing. But you know what? We're the crazy ones. We're the innovators. And they can call us crazy all day long, but we're the people that change the world. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.